Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean is trying to ignore pressure to release records from his 11 years as Vermont governor. Earlier this month, Judicial Watch, a Washington-based advocacy group, filed a lawsuit to open Dean's gubernatorial files. Responses were due in court yesterday, a job Dean left to his friend and political ally, Vermont Attorney General William Sorrell. From Vermont Public Radio, John Dillam reports.
Howard Dean left behind an extensive paper trail that covers his 11 years as Vermont governor. But right before he left office last January, Dean requested that about half his files be kept secret for 10 years under the doctrine of executive privilege. At the time, he cited future political considerations.
We wouldn't want anything embarrassing appearing in the papers at a critical time in any future endeavor.
Dean now says the remark was meant as a joke, but the political fallout is no laughing matter. The public records controversy gave Massachusetts Senator John Kerry an opening. David DiMartino is a Kerry spokesman.
Howard Dean's stonewalling on releasing his records puts him on par with Dick Cheney keeping secret all meetings and records regarding the energy bill. And all this posturing has to leave voters wondering, what is Howard hiding?
The Dean campaign referred questions to Vermont Attorney General William Sorrell, a longtime Dean ally. Sorrell is defending the state against the Judicial Watch lawsuit and has prepared Dean's defense as well. Sorrell says he wants to protect state policy.
The Vermont Supreme Court has spoken repeatedly about the validity of executive privilege. And we've got a longstanding bipartisan history here in Vermont, Republicans and Democratic governors alike, sealing their records for some period of years after they leave office. So this is nothing different than has been the case.
Around the country, laws governing gubernatorial records vary. According to a survey of state archivists, 13 states do not require governors to make their papers public, and some of those that do keep portions sealed for up to 30 years. Sorrell says Dean's position is reasonable.
More than half of the Dean records are open for public scrutiny, but there are those that are sealed in consistent with what our practice has been and what we believe our law to be, and we're going to defend the suit.
Judicial Watch has asked the court to hear the case as soon as possible. Regardless of the court's timing, Dean's opponents intend to keep the issue alive. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon.